March the 8th. Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 13. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them into a high mountain alone. He was transformed before them. His clothes became dazzling, exceedingly white, such as no laundryman on the earth could whiten them so. Elijah and Moses appeared to them, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter spoke up and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, and they were afraid. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Suddenly, as they looked around, they no longer saw anyone, but only Jesus with themselves. While they were coming down from the mountain, he gave orders to them that they should tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man should rise from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, questioning what is the rising from the dead. They asked him, "Why did the scribe say that Elijah must come first?" He replied to them, "Elijah indeed comes first and restores all things. And how it is written concerning the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt. But I assure you that Elijah has already come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written concerning him." Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 13. After 6 days, Jesus took along Peter and James and his brother John and led them to a high mountain privately. He was changed in form before them. His face shined like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, speaking with him. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will build 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was speaking, behold, a radiant cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice from the cloud was saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Hear him." The disciples heard the voice and fell on their faces, greatly frightened. Jesus came and touched them and said, "Get up and do not be afraid." They lifted their eyes, and the only one they saw was Jesus. As they were walking down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, saying, "Why did the scribe say that Elijah must come first?" He replied, "Elijah indeed comes, and he will restore all things. But I assure you that Elijah has already come. But I assure you that Elijah has come already. However, they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer by them." Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Immerser. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after he had said these things, he took Peter, John, and James into the mountain to pray. While he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothing became white and gleaming. And behold, 2 men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which was going to be accomplished at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those with him were in heavy sleep. When fully awake, they saw his glory and the 2 men standing with him. As the two were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tents. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was talking, a cloud came and overshadowed them. As they entered the cloud, they were afraid. A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my chosen Son. Hear him." After the voice, Jesus was found alone. They were silent and told no one in those days what they had seen.